It's Friday, September 21st, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Muslim Fulani herdsmen killed two Christian boys last week in the southern plateau state of Nigeria, Africa, reports the Christian Post. This continues the violence in recent months that has claimed the lives of over 250 Christians. The Fulani militants have now killed nearly three times as many people as the Islamic group Boko Haram this year in the country. Please pray for our brothers and sisters in Nigeria. China continues its crackdown on Christianity, destroying 7,000 crosses in the Henan province, burning Bibles, arresting Christians, and seizing churches, reports International Christian Concern. Off the coast of China, Christians in the Philippines have faced increased persecution since President Rodrigo Duterte came to office in 2016. Missionaries have been deported and church workers arrested. Duterte even mocked God and ridiculed Christian doctrines. Meanwhile, God sent Typhoon Mangkhut ripping through the Philippines and China this week, causing the deaths of over 80 people, the evacuation of millions of people, and damage costing hundreds of millions of dollars. Galatians 6:7 says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap." Here in the States, President Donald Trump visited North and South Carolina on Wednesday, following Hurricane Florence last week. At least 36 people have died as a result of Florence, reports CNN. Damage costs are estimated to be at least $17 billion. Trump offered sympathy and support during his visit to assess the federal response to the hurricane.
To the families who have lost loved ones, America grieves with you, and our hearts break for you. God bless you. We will never forget your loss. We will never leave your side. We're with you all the way. And to all those impacted by this terrible storm, our entire American family is with you and ready to help, and you will recover.
The city of Baltimore has caused 7 years of legal troubles for pro-life pregnancy centers, trying to force them to post signage that they do not offer abortions, reports LifeSite News. Last week, Baltimore's spending board decided to pay $1.1 million in legal fees to the Greater Baltimore Center for Pregnancy Concerns, which serves 1,200 people each year. This victory of sorts finally comes after a federal court ruled that the city's signage requirement violated the First Amendment rights of the pregnancy center. As U.S. voters face the November midterm elections, opinion is split as to the importance of the candidate's religious faith, reports World Magazine. A Center for Public Affairs research study found that 48% of voters think a candidate's faith is moderately or very important, while 43% think a candidate's faith is not at all important or not very important. 2 Samuel 23, verse 3 says, "He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God." Gender confusion has grown by 4,000% since 2009 among young people in the UK, with over 2,500 young adults getting referred for so-called gender treatment in the last couple of years. In the United States, gender confusion is also on the rise as the American Academy of Pediatrics published findings on Monday, encouraging parents to accept whatever gender identity their children choose. Ray Comfort is part preacher, part comedian, and now God has allowed him to be mocked and ridiculed in order to reach millions for Christ. Stay tuned for my intriguing Worldview special report immediately following today's newscast. And finally, a famous Australian politician and lifelong atheist recently came out to say that he believes in God. 85-year-old former Governor General of Australia Bill Hayden said it was, quote, "witnessing so many selfless acts of compassion by Christians over his lifetime and deep contemplation while recovering from a stroke that prompted his decision. I can no longer accept that human existence is self-sufficient and isolated," end quote. The Apostle Paul said in Acts 17, 30-31, "God commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness." And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, September 21st in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report. I'm Adam McManus. Ray Comfort, founder of Living Waters Publications, came up with a brilliant way to explain the foolishness of atheism and the brilliance of our Creator God, which he explained to the Worldview.
For about 30 years, I've been sharing an analogy when I've been open air preaching and in teaching sessions where I hold up a Coke can and do a parody. I make fun of atheism by saying, could you ever believe a Coke can happened by chance? Big explosion in space, aluminum appeared, red paint fell from the sky, formed itself in the words Coca-Cola, 12 fluid ounces, and the tab came to the top. And I say, that's an insult to intellect to believe that just happened. And then I hold up a banana and say, behold the atheist nightmare, and then show that the banana has got design with it. It has a tab at the top for ease of entry. It has biodegradable wrapper. It's color-coded, green too early, yellow just right, black too late. Has perforations on the skin. It's even curved toward the face. The whole thing was just a funny parody that people just loved and showed how dumb and stupid atheism is.
Kirk Cameron, who co-hosted the Christian TV show The Way of the Master with Comfort for several years, was concerned that atheists would somehow twist Comfort's words.
We put it in our TV show. Kirk says, atheists will mock you for this. And I said, no, they won't even see it. This is Christian television. About 3 or 4 years later, I heard that the analogy was all over the internet. I thought, why is that? That's just weird. I found out that someone took the analogy from our television program, took out the Coke can, and had me saying the banana is evidence for God's existence. And what's more, they said it was modified genetically and it wasn't made that shape by God in the beginning for man. And it just made me look like a fool. I thought, well, it's just a bump in the road.
But Comfort was wrong.
And it was kind of a bump in the road. It went away until the world's most famous atheist, Richard Dawkins, christened me Banana Man by doing the parody in a cynical way on international television. And then he started doing it in universities, and he kept calling me Banana Man and getting big laughs from the audience. So instantaneously, I went to becoming atheism celebrity idiot, Banana Man. And it just made me feel so humiliated.
Genesis 50 verse 20 says, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives.
And then something weird began to happen. Atheists started asking me onto their programs because they didn't feel intimidated by dumb old Banana Man, and they were surprised when I could string a whole sentence together. And they'd often ask me to stay for an hour, and they'd let me preach the gospel. So I got to share the gospel with literally millions of atheists throughout the world. And a friend said to me, why don't you run with this? God's using it in a wonderful way. Don't run from it, run to it. Myself and the president of our ministry spent 90 minutes with the president of American Atheists, all because of Banana Man. So it's been an amazing adventure that God's opened doors into the atheist elite community so I could speak to people who are high profile, including Penn Jillette, Professor Lawrence Krauss, a lot of different atheists I've become friends with, which is amazing.
Comfort quoted Philippians 1:12.
The things that have happened to me have happened rather for the furtherance of the gospel.
Comfort cited two biblical heroes whom God used mightily in the midst of trying circumstances.
Paul was put in prison. I mean, how depressing is that? But look what came out of that. All the persecution he went through caused him to have openings and write the letters that we now see as the Word of God. The same thing with Joseph. Joseph had a terrible life. He is betrayed by his brothers, thrown into a pit, sold as a slave, gets on his feet, then he's thrown into prison as a sexual predator, and he's totally innocent. And life is kind of like that. But when you're a Christian, you know that all things work together for good to those that love God and are called according to his purposes. No matter how bad things may seem at the moment, God's going to bring you out of the darkness into the light eventually.
Now, Comfort has released both a DVD entitled The Fool, The True Banana Man Story, and a companion book entitled Banana Man, The True Story of How a Demeaning Nickname Opened Amazing Doors for the Gospel, which you can order through his ministry's website, livingwaters.com. That's livingwaters.com. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.